Now through mid-January, enjoy the new garden lights and winter nights at Sunken Gardens in downtown Atascadero. Thousands of sparkling lights amongst the beautiful Deodar cedar trees will place you in a holiday paradise as you stroll through the magic of the season. Experience the downtown as it sparkles with a variety of entertainment options, boutique shops, eateries, and drink establishments, all within walking distance. Bring your family or make it a date night. And a special thanks to our official lighting sponsors, Central Coast Community Energy, Z Villages Real Estate, Sousa Construction, Atascadero Tourism Business Improvement District, the City of Atascadero, Avila Traffic Safety, and Wysong Construction. Event details can be found at visitatascadero.com. But don't miss garden lights and winter nights at Sunken Gardens in downtown Atascadero. And again, for more information, go to visitatascadero.com. 3CE is giving households and businesses a choice to do more with their energy. Learn more at 3cenergy.org.
You know that reaction that people have on TV when they get to the newly remodeled bathroom? That wow moment is key when it comes to loving your remodel. Hi, this is Brian Carroll from A1 Glass, where we pride ourselves on providing our customers and contractors with shower enclosures that wow and last. No matter your taste or budget, A1 Glass has all of the top-of-the-line shower enclosures. Plus, our showroom is filled with options, so you can see it for yourself. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, December 30th, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
New Year's Eve bonfire celebration in Paso Robles tomorrow night. Rollover incident on Highway 46 from a drowsy driver. The tells of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 60s. It's 44 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management, locally owned and operated. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Idler's Home. More of what you want for your home since 1954. Idler's Home. The city of Paso Robles will be holding its free New Year's Eve bonfire celebration tomorrow night in the downtown city park. The event will run from 7 to 11 p.m. and is designed for all ages. Entertainment for tomorrow will be the Lucky Devils Band, returning from last year's celebration. Guests can enjoy drinks from local vendors as well as food trucks. The family-friendly countdown will begin at 9 p.m., aligning with the midnight schedule on the East Coast, which lets attendees celebrate and still make it home before midnight. The bonfire will be in the decomposed granite area. Enjoy the New Year's Eve bonfire celebration tomorrow night from 7 to 11 p.m. in the Paso Robles Downtown City Park. The California Highway Patrol responded to a vehicle rollover incident on Highway 46 near Shandon Friday morning. CHP says a driver from the Central Valley was commuting a long distance when he fell asleep at the wheel and drove it off the roadway between two bridges. His vehicle landed on its roof 150 feet off the road and into a dry riverbed. CHP says the driver managed to extricate themselves and wave down help. CHP takes this time to remind drivers that drowsy driving is dangerous. Be well rested before driving, and if you are drowsy, pull over and rest. Cayucas Pier closed following high surf damage. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Need a home upgrade on a budget? We've got you covered at every price point. Don't miss our outlet and clearance section at all three locations. Stocked with appliances marked way down, up to 50% off select products, and special financing options like 0% down for 18 months on many items. Upgrading doesn't have to break the bank, and we have the deals to prove it. Idler's Home. It's how we say value. Shop idlershome.com or at any of our locations today.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The Cayucas Pier has once again been closed to the public due to recent damage to the pier. Another piling broke away during the recent high surf advisory. The pier was closed earlier this year in February due to piling damage suffered by the winter storms. The county says they plan to remove the last 15 feet of the pier, as the rest of it is in good shape. A reminder that New Year's Day is this Wednesday, with some closures beginning on New Year's Eve. Federal offices, the Postal Service, banks, and local government facilities will all be closed in observance of the holiday on the 1st. The city of Paso Robles says their closures will start at 5 p.m. on the 31st. Trash, recycling, and green waste collection will be delayed by one day starting on Wednesday as well. Some retail stores and restaurants may be open for New Year's Day, but with modified hours. CHP will be entering their New Year's maximum enforcement period starting at 6 p.m. on December 31st. The MEP will go through Wednesday, January 1st at 11:59 p.m. All available CHP officers will be patrolling to ensure travelers are driving safe. During last year's maximum enforcement period during the New Year's holiday, 892 DUI arrests were made statewide. CHP also says 5 deaths were recorded during those 30 hours within their jurisdiction. If you spot a driver who appears to be impaired while on the road, CHP asks you to call 911 immediately and be ready to provide details. Dozens of new laws will go into effect in California starting 2025. Here are some of those laws now. AB 1774 prohibits the modification of an electric bicycle speed capability to the extent where it no longer meets the definition of an electric bicycle. It also prohibits the sale of such modifications. AB 1799 allows California district attorneys to work with other DAs to consolidate charges of retail theft crimes that occur across multiple counties. SB 1105 allows agricultural workers to use paid sick days to prevent the effects of working outdoors in dangerous conditions such as smoke or extreme heat. SB 1395 will make it easier for local governments to approve the construction of tiny homes to assist homeless residents. In sports for the NFL, on Saturday, the Chargers defeated the Patriots 40-7, the Rams over the Cardinals 13-9. Yesterday, the Raiders beat the Saints 25-10, the Dolphins beat the Browns 20-3, the Commanders defeated the Falcons 30-24. In the NBA, on Saturday, the Lakers defeated the Kings 133-122, the Warriors over the Suns 109-105. Tonight, the Clippers will face the Pelicans, the Warriors will go against the Cavaliers, and the Kings will face the Mavericks. Local news is brought to you by Idler's Home. Go to idlershome.com for details. KPRL News Time is 6:13. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news: the death of former President Jimmy Carter Sunday at the age of 100, bringing tributes from around the world. California Representative and former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi praising Carter as, among other things, the first president to warn about climate change.
He was, almost saintly in his goodness.
Carter defeated California Governor Jerry Brown for the Democratic presidential nomination in 1976 and lost to former Governor Ronald Reagan in 1980. Police in Los Angeles updating the situation involving human remains that washed up on shore in Rancho Palos Verdes, discovered by someone who spotted them from a nearby lookout.
He called Lomita Sheriff's Station. LA County Fire Department responded, as well as the deputies. They made their way down the canyon to the body. Determined it was a human body and pronounced it deceased on scene.
Lieutenant Steve DeJong says they're investigating to figure out if this body is linked to the body parts that washed up on shore near there last week. Gas prices $4.35 a gallon. Jeff Scott, California News.
Ah, the holidays. A time to come together and reflect on what truly matters.
The KFC Festive Feast for $25.99.
Feel the joy
of 6 original recipe tenders and 6 pieces of hand-breaded chicken.
Family and friends celebrating.
2 large sides and 3 sauces.
The warmth of
11 herbs and spices.
Love. I was going to say love.
And KFC.
Okay, The KFC Festive Feast. Order ahead on the app and feast for just $25.99. Prices and participation may vary. Tax, tip, and fees extra. Online ordering available at participating locations.
Are you an annoying know-it-all? Answering questions no one asked of you? Do people often ask you, how do you sleep at night? Then you should go to Mattress Firm. They have knowledgeable sleep experts specifically trained to help match you with the right mattress, so anyone, even people like you, can sleep all night. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
I am Central Coast attorney Dave Derringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all trusts are not created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain alienable rights, that among these are powers to defer, avoid, or shift taxation, to shelter assets from creditors, that to secure these rights, trusts are created by me. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105 or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
KPRL News continues at 6:16. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer, Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms. Scientists have recently discovered a way to remove toxic compounds from potatoes and tomatoes, which may make them safer to eat and easier to store. Potato plants naturally produce chemicals that protect them from insects, which is also harmful to humans. Sometimes the production of this chemical can be induced into the tubers, the part of the potato plant that is eaten even after harvest. Researchers believe they can potentially engineer this plant to control the chemical's production into the leaves and not the tubers themselves. Food and Farm News is brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer, Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report on KPRL sponsored by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Clouds and sunshine mixed in today, highs in the low 60s, north-northeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly to mostly cloudy skies tonight, lows right around 33, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 50s, northeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Wednesday, mostly sunny on Thursday, partly cloudy Friday into the weekend, mostly sunny on Monday next week. Low 60s on Wednesday, mid-60s Thursday and Friday, low 60s Saturday and Sunday, 65 a week from today. Currently, it is 44 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:18.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hello, friends. This is Pastor Pat of Family Worship Center. The prophet Isaiah wrote, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end." This prophecy reveals the coming Son of David, Jesus Christ. First, Jesus came to us as a child born of the Virgin Mary. At the age of 30, he began his ministry through which he revealed the kingdom of God that would be within our hearts. The increase of his government occurs in our hearts as we yield our will to his and grow in the benefits of his kingdom within through the blessings of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. This blessed Christmas season is when we celebrate his first advent. May I suggest that we invite him into our hearts and as a community rejoice together in his ongoing work of grace in our lives.
When a bank is owned by the community and invests in the community, it answers to a different call. It's personal. It's driven by your needs, not ours. Welcome to American Riviera Bank. Our customers know us for personal service, every day, every way.
You can bank on us.
Bank on us.
Bank on us!
American Riviera Bank. Bank on better.
American Riviera Bank, with branches in San Luis Obispo, San Maria, Paso Robles, and now Atascadero.
And now the latest news in Paso Robles from the mattress specialist, Rich London.
Gary, we've got a national retailer, huge, that is unloading their warehouses full of mattresses, and we're able to pick them up cheap. So we're going to have, for example, Simmons, Sealy, Casper, I can get Tempur-Pedic, and other brands, Stearns and Foster's even, and they're at super low prices.
Thank you, Rich London, the mattress specialist, 13th and Riverside, Paso Robles.
Do you need the perfect gift this year? You deserve a jacuzzi. This can be the best gift you ever give. Every time you step into your jacuzzi, you'll be reminded of your great gift of massage, relaxation, and rejuvenation that'll last for years to come. Slow Spas on Broad Street in San Luis Obispo, serving the Central Coast since 1983. Best prices on jacuzzi swim spas, regular spas, and infrared saunas. Call today for an estimate or visit Slow Spas on Broad Street across from Staples in San Luis Obispo, 805-544-3565.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Today is the second-to-last trading session of 2024. The markets will be closed on Wednesday in observance of New Year's Day. Shares of Boeing dropped more than 4% in pre-market trading Monday. This comes after Sunday's deadly Jeju Air plane crash in South Korea. The plane involved was a Boeing 737-800 jet. Other stocks falling sharply pre-market include Palantir Technologies and MicroStrategy. The Institute for Supply Management releasing its Chicago Business Barometer for December today, falling below expectations at 42.2. The forecast was 42.7. A reading below 50 indicates contraction of the manufacturing sector. The Chicago PMI is a survey of over 200 purchasing professionals in the Chicago area. The survey focuses on production and employment, among other topics. And that's your Fox Business Report. I'm Laura Cantor, invested in you.
Why pay more for prescriptions? Stop overpaying and start saving with SingleCare. It's easy. Find your prescription on singlecare.com, show the coupon at the pharmacy, and start saving. SingleCare works at pharmacies nationwide and is completely free to use, whether you have insurance or not. So the next time you fill a prescription, check SingleCare to make sure you're getting the best price. Take control of your prescription costs. Go to singlecare.com or download the free app today.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hi, this is Heather Bourdain, and I am excited to announce that I've joined Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers. I was born and raised right here in beautiful San Luis Obispo County. I have over 20 years of experience in the insurance industry, and I'd be happy to review your current program. Every day I work with contractors, farmers, garage owners, restaurant owners, and more. I would love to hear from you. I can be reached at 805-540-3900 or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, would like to sincerely thank the people of North County for their loyalty and continued patronage. Blake's has remained a favorite in general and industrial hardware and building materials because they care about the customer. They care enough to offer products from companies like the nation's preferred fastener manufacturer, Midwest Fastener. Midwest Fastener offers nuts and bolts in standard and metric sizes, chrome fasteners, deck screws, machine screws, and many specialty products. And don't forget, Blake's carries a full line of Easy Care interior and Weatherall exterior paints. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself home improvement project for the first time, Blake's is here to help with expert advice, tools, equipment, and the products you need to get the job done. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, open 7 days a week at 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles. Blake's True Value Hardware Center.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com, freedom of speech. Brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino in Lemoore. It's over that way. 238-577-5238-KPRL to join us here on this Monday edition. Right, Joyce?
Just off of the beaten path, a little dot on a state road map. That's where I was born and where I'll die. Things move at a slower pace. Nobody's in the rat race. And these days that's a special way of life.
KPRL,
where they know you by name and treat you like family.
KPRL,
a man's good word and a handshake are all you need. Folks know
the Morning Exchange.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1, I'll have Fred Bruin on real estate, what the market looks like, and just some other interesting things that we'll be talking about this afternoon. Susanna has the day off, or the afternoon off, I should say, but going to do a little history with Chess Records. The brothers out of Chicago with Chuck Berry and others as well. So enjoy that, and then we'll have some specials tomorrow as Barry will be out for New Year's Eve. And I'm going to tie it in with two of the influential music people from the late, well, one from the late 40s, early 50s, who influenced many people, including rock and rollers such as Keith Richards and Dion. And that would be one Mr. Hank Williams. Remember, he was in the automobile on January 1st. And then the other one who influenced a lot of the late 50s, early 60s rockabilly was Rick Nelson, who died on New Year's Eve. So those are the specials coming up. And then, of course, all day on Wednesday. I have them lined up. I don't remember what they are. But anyway, they're there. So we lost a president, Jimmy Carter, 100 years old. And, you know, one of the things when most presidents die, they, you know, the nice things are said about them, which, of course, they served their country. And in Jimmy Carter's case, he was one of the last presidents to literally serve his country. He was in the United States Navy. But the overall is he was a very, let's see here, a man of high character. High character, both him and his wife. And they lived it throughout. There was no seedy type of things, except his brother put a little burden on him. But that doesn't take away from the fact that he wasn't a good president. He was 100 years old. It's, okay, he had a pretty good life, and he did good outside of the presidency. Habitat for Humanity, he was involved with that, not only here in the United States, states from around the world. He won a Nobel Peace Prize. But again, he was not a good president. He was a, some consider him one of the worst presidents in the last 80 years. So all the accolades and so forth, he was a nice man. And as I said before, you know, we've had the conversation over the years from local, you know, people have called in and said, well, he's a nice person. I don't care if he's a nice person. He wasn't a good politician. That means nothing. You want somebody to get the job done, particularly as president of the United States. It's fairly important, fairly important. So anyway, he was a good man. And I always, believe it or not, for those of you that know where my political stand is, I always thought that his wife, Rosalind, was one of my favorite first ladies. She carried herself with a lot of class. So anyway, maybe you have some thoughts about the days of the gas lines, the 15 or 18% interest rates, of course, the Iran crisis, and other things as well, remembering Jimmy Carter. All right. Also, Chris has been telling you about some new laws that are coming into effect in January. And one of them is this, the ban on parking near a crosswalk for safety. Now, what's going to happen is California, it will ban drivers from parking within 20 feet of a crosswalk or 15 feet in places with curb extensions. Now, in many areas, particularly large city, this is going to remove what? Thousands of parking spots. Hey, we're familiar with that here in Paso Robles, but I have a question. On the 20 feet of a crosswalk and 415 in places with curb extensions, are these going to be marked? Or is Barney and the boys going to have to get out with their measuring stick and figure out if you're 15 or 20 or 19, whatever it may be? So that's something to be aware of. Be aware of. And if it doesn't say, I didn't see anything in this that the will be up to the cities to mark it. Also, there's another one, California. Where is it? It has to do with, now everybody wears clothes. That's a stupid statement, Kevin. Well, I know, but leave it to California. California will soon have the nation's first mandatory take-back program after your governor, Newsom, signed legislation requiring apparel companies to accept unwanted clothing. The bill is SB 707. It is to reduce the billions of tons of unwanted clothing that typically end up in landfills across the state. Okay. And so SB 707, well, what's that going to do? Well, it's going to require that companies making clothing, footwear, and textiles, including drapes, towels, and bedding, will need to create a nonprofit organization by 2026 that would set up collection sites at thrift stores and begin mailback programs and other efforts to recycle unwanted clothing by 2030. Now, by 2030, convenient drop-off locations for used textiles across the state will provide everyone with a free and simple way to be part of the solution. And they're bragging that California, again, is in the forefront of innovation. And so these companies are going to be required to set up these nonprofit organizations. So that's going to cost money. So therefore, that's going to increase the cost of the apparel that we buy here in the state of California. So you have to wonder, considering what they did with the plastic bottles, they had how that didn't work with the recycling. So get ready for this one. Get ready for this one. Now, I'm just wondering here, why wouldn't the state, and I'm not, money, and that has to do with, well, why don't you just promote people giving to needy nonprofit organizations or take them to thrift stores and so forth? As a matter of fact, I think we have a PSA that's coming up talking about that. Instead of mandating that these companies spend who knows how much money they're going to have to on setting up these so-called nonprofit organizations. Watch out for another cottage industry. Another cottage industry. So get ready for that. And that is taking effect in 2025 as well. Now, one of the problems, apparently, is that the trend in fast fashions, we have an environment where people... They change because fashions change, and they always have. And so people are getting rid of their things. Usually, back in the day, people would just wear them till they wore out. But now we're going to have recycling centers, so to speak, for our clothing as well. So just a little something there for you. All right. Also, I want to give everybody a reminder who received it in the mail. You know, about, what, a month ago, 6 weeks ago, maybe more, on the PG&E and the Central Coast Community Energy. You have until tomorrow to opt in. Well, you're already in. If you want to opt out, you have till the end of business day tomorrow to opt out. So you received it in the mail. That is the Central Coast Community Energy. That's based out of Monterey. That's, you remember it as 3CE. So, again, this is my reminder, and I'll give you a reminder tomorrow. Again, it's very easy to do. Matter of fact, I just received the one here for KPRL, the confirmation that I they mailed me a confirmation, and it'll go in the file just to prove that I have it. So your decision, go ahead and do that. All right, now, usually there's some new driving laws that come into effect, but I came across something here in California, and because California leads the way in road rage. And the headline was, can you flip off someone while driving? Cuss them out. Well, screaming four-letter words and flipping off motorists is not against the law in California because such expressions are protected by the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. Chris, I can answer this question. I have done that. Have you? Probably not.
Not necessarily. Now, I haven't gone out of my way to, let's say, roll down my window or honk or try to make sure they notice it. But let's say I'm driving and somebody does something stupid, I'll say something vulgar to myself in the car, but not to them.
All right. Do you honk at them?
Very rarely, unless it's something that is completely mind-bogglingly stupid.
Okay. All right. Well, you can go ahead and do that. I'm not suggesting you go ahead and do that because it's not against the law. I tend to be a little more, shall we say, emotional about stupidity, the honking, or even just like on the back roads where when I go home, particularly on weekends when people are coming out of the wineries, they don't know what they're doing on the road. They probably have had a couple of things to drink, and they're doing 10 miles an hour, and they don't know how to pull over, and I will be on their, I will be honking. Just pull over, get out of the way. You don't know what you're doing. You don't know the road. I just get fed up with it. And the people tailgating on Spring Street, because since the speed limit went down to 25 for what stupid reason, we don't know. But people tend to tailgate on that. So they will get a hand signal from me about it because I, you know, since I go up and down there every single day, I kind of know where Barney hides out at several locations. So I know that if I'm, you know, I don't want to get the ticket. And I feel like pulling some of these people over after the tailgate and say, look, based on the looks of your vehicle, you can't afford to get a ticket and you can't afford the insurance to go up. I'm not going to get a ticket because you are late for work or something like that. So anyway, California is number one for road rage in the nation. And that's according to a study.
That's surprising to me, honestly.
Really?
Yeah, I thought some other state would be a little bit more rowdy.
No, I think it's because of the mix of the difference of many people that live in this state.
Mm.
And some just probably don't know the laws, or there's just, I think there is some, what's the word I'm looking for? Stereotypes that are pretty accurate with people. It's just my guess. Now, I know in Florida, at least parts of it, if you go to the Tampa, St. Pete area, that's kind of, one, it's congested, but the other is you got a lot of old people. You got a lot of old people, so that gets a little frustrating. So they are not aggressive, but the people who are around them are aggressive. Because they're driving their Cadillacs that they can barely see over the wheel, and they're doing 10 miles an hour, and they're making the wrong turns, and just it's a mess. All right. So anyway, let's see here. California states that the driver is exhibited aggressive or angry behavior towards another motorist when they are yelling, making rude gestures, or using verbal insults, driving aggressively, tailgating, or bumping another vehicle. I don't know who does that. Making threats of violence, well, that would be face-to-face. And here's one I don't understand. Again, this is from the state. Driving on a sidewalk or in a median to get around another driver. Yeah, that would be a little stupid to do. And then here's one that you don't want to do. Getting out of the vehicle to confront another motorist because you just don't know what you're getting into. Now, what are the penalties for aggressive driving? Well, Road rage itself isn't considered a criminal offense in California. Behaving aggressively while driving can lead to tickets, fines, and even jail time. Now, there is a vehicle code in California that said it's a crime to drive a vehicle upon a highway in willful or wanton disregard for the safety of persons or property. Boy, you see that on I-5 a lot. These people that just drive like maniacs. I even see it in the morning coming in. I'm always amazed on, because I probably do 60 coming down from San Miguel in the morning. And one of the reasons for that is not all the time, but like at this time of the year, there's fog, but also the deer. And I'm just amazed how fast. I mean, people are passing me like nothing. I mean, they're doing 80 miles an hour. Easy. All right, so moving on here with this aggressive or road rage, drivers who threaten or attempt to harm other drivers or pedestrians can be fined up to $1,000 or jailed up to 6 months for a misdemeanor. That's according to the California Penal Code. So, you know, just be alert when you're out driving and know that there are the do's and the don'ts. But one of the biggest things is, again, reading this, is the tailgating and people not using proper turn signals on the, and this is not just highways, but it's in town as well, that aggravate people the most, that get you frustrated as well. And also people making last minute decisions on where they are turning. A lot of people, if you notice, they will brake before they put on their turn signals. But also people will not think ahead and have to just get over at the last second to make a turn. And that ticks people off as well. So just a couple of things as we head towards New Year. Be safe on the roads and don't do what I usually do. I just get easily ticked off at people doing stupid things. Hi, good morning. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hi, sorry it took a second to pick the phone up. I just wanted to share a little bit about Jimmy Carter. People think he was like weak and flimsy and too much of a peacenik, but I was assigned to a submarine. I wasn't on it. They put me in Hawaii during the time, but during the Iranian hostage crisis, the sub I was on wound up in the Gulf of Oman under 1,500 Iranian tankers, and these guys were running out of everything, and Jimmy Carter radioed them every day, and they were very encouraged by his leadership. It was weird to see the president get that personal, but he said, I know you guys are out of cigarettes and you're down to a piece of bread a day, but I need you to stay there because if they hurt one of those hostages, we're going to set fire to that place. And the guys were inspired by him. So he didn't work on his image much, but before people criticize him ignorantly, I think under the scenes, he was a strong man.
Under the what again?
Pardon me?
Under the what?
Under the scenes, behind the scenes. He didn't work on his public image as much as he could have, I think. But he was tougher than he seems from a distance, I think, from having seen the people who were inspired by him at the front, so to speak.
Well, that's one example, but do you think he was a good president?
I think he was set up with the economics. It was kind of like if you hold inflation down really well, it looks good for your presidency, but eventually something's got to give. And he had the spring uncoil on him, and we had inflation take off. But I think it was partly inevitable and maybe a lot of some financial management ignorance. But good man, not a weak man. I think he was set up with the economics, which hurt him. And Iran's always been a problem for us, I guess.
Well, he made bad decisions.
Yes.
Okay, so if he made bad decisions that led to a lot of the problems that the country faced, in my opinion, that doesn't make him a good... He could, as I said, he seemed a high character man and so forth, served his country, but he wasn't a good president.
Right. I think if this last administration had some of his qualities, we would be way better off. Just the fact that he seemed honest and vulnerable and stuff made him look weak, but I think that's partly a misconception. And he did make bad decisions, but I don't know who hasn't. I just wanted to color his image to all due respect the ignorant.
All right, we know that all presidents make bad decisions. We all know that every president makes bad decisions. Now, unless the American people were wrong back then, his ratings by the time he left office were among the lowest in the history of the United States.
Right.
So whether he had good character, was a nice guy or not, the fact is that he was not good at what he did.
Okay. Well, I think if the truth be known, his image would be a little better for what he was trying to do, and part was inevitable.
His image. Okay.
I think so. I think he never worried about if people thought he was weak or a hick or stuff. He just kept doing what he thought was right every day instead of worrying about his press.
Well, that may be true, but again, didn't do a very good job. All right, sir. Thanks. And thanks for that story, too.
Yes, sir. Bye.
All right, bye. All right, we're going to go this way.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The city of Paso Robles will be holding its free New Year's Eve celebration tomorrow night in the downtown city park. The event runs from 7 to 11 p.m. and is designed for all ages. Entertainment will feature the Lucky Devils Band returning from last year. A countdown begins at 9 p.m., aligning with midnight on the East Coast. A reminder that for New Year's Day, federal offices, the Postal Service, banks, and local government facilities will all be closed in observance of the holiday. City of Paso Robles says their closures will start at 5 p.m. on the 31st. Some retail stores and restaurants may be open for New Year's Day, but with modified hours. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today, highs in the low 60s, it's 44 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman, America Morning, a former president.
Jimmy Carter stands as a model of what it means to live a life of meaning and purpose, life of principle, faith, and humility.
President Biden on the death of Jimmy Carter at the age of 100. That sentiment echoed by Republican Senator Chuck Grassley.
Adjectives like compassionate, simple decency, humanitarianism. I remember, I think he restored decency to the White House after Nixon's resignation.
State funeral will be held for Carter January 9th. President Biden has declared it a national day of mourning. Former president also expected to lie in state before that in the Capitol Rotunda. And four people at least are dead from tornadoes in Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi this weekend. America is listening to Fox News.
When it comes to solar energy, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Atascadero says, quote, Solarponics installed our solar system almost 20 years ago. The installation team was amazing. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. The Solarponics service teams are just as amazing. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing 46 years of install and service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners, is your water heater more than 10 years old? If so, upgrade to a heat pump water heater. Heat pump water heaters are 60% more energy efficient, saving thousands in energy costs. Plus, you'll help reduce carbon emissions. Best of all, you may qualify for up to a 50% rebate when replacing an old gas or propane water heater. Learn more at solarponics.com/waterheating. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Wesley here from Stove and Spa Center. I just wanted to thank you for letting us make your life more comfortable for 35 years. You can see and explore all of our hearth products, wood, gas, pellet, and electric, to keep you warm and cozy during cold and wet winters. Or maybe you're looking to enjoy the benefits of what hot tub's soothing water can do for your body and to melt away the stress that living today brings on. Or perhaps you want to get in better shape this year by exercising in one of our swim spas. There are many models and sizes. We even have models with treadmills built into them. We have a large showroom with lots of the products we sell. Plus, lead times to get products have been greatly reduced. And of course, you can still get all the supplies and even get your water tested for your pool and spa. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Come check us out at Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real at Tascadero, between Curberel and Moyle Roads. All products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com.
Just about 8 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL Sports, brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
NFL Week 17 Sunday, the Vikings held off the Packers 27-25 to take sole possession of first place in the NFC pending tonight's Lions-49ers matchup. Sam Darnold, three touchdown passes and a career-high 377 yards. Minnesota has now won nine in a row heading into their Week 18 showdown in Detroit. The league has announced that will be the Sunday night season finale. Last night, the Commanders clipped the Falcons 30-24 in overtime to secure a wild card. That result also clinched the NFC West for the Rams. The Eagles clobbered the Cowboys 41-7 to clinch the NFC East. Saquon Barkley had 167 rushing yards. That puts him over 2,000 for the season and just 100 yards away from Eric Dickerson's NFL record.
You know, we felt that this would be the best place for me. And one thing that we wanted to do was also be part of a great team. But, you know, I felt like there was still out there that I could do for my legacy and for my name.
Also, the Buccaneers pounded the Panthers. Five TD passes for Baker Mayfield. Tampa Bay back on top in the NFC South. In the AFC, the Bills buried the Jets to lock up the 2 seed behind the Chiefs. Dolphins stayed alive in the wild card chase with a win over the Browns. Giants knocked the Colts out of the running. Drew Lock with 4 scoring passes and a touchdown run as New York snapped a 10-game losing streak. NBA, the Thunder rolled over the Grizzlies, won 30-106 for their 11th consecutive win. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had 35 points. Hawks soared past the Raptors. That's Toronto's 10th straight loss. NHL, the Golden Knights snuffed out the Flames 3-0. 31 saves for Ilya Samsonov. Vegas now with the best record in the NHL and riding a 6-game winning streak. Red Wings beat the Capitals, but Alex Ovechkin scored for the second straight game after missing more than a month with a broken leg. He's now 25 goals away from passing Wayne Gretzky's all-time scoring record. That's Monday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles. It is 6.5 minutes away from 7 o'clock.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance in Templeton. Sunshine and clouds mixed in on your Monday. Highs in the low 60s. Some clouds tonight. Overnight lows in the low 30s. Abundant sunshine for your final day of 2025. And highs should be in the, well, we'll just say the upper 50s. As we head to the new year on Wednesday, some clouds and sunshine. Low 60s, mid 60s Thursday. And Friday, low 60s Saturday, Sunday, low 60s and mid-60s sunshine a week from today. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down 7:13 a.m., 5 right on the nose p.m. And it is 44 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt, 105 South Main Street in Templeton.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
World Famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters at their fine location there in the Oaks Plaza near the Guest House Grill. as we check in to see what animals may be out there in the highways and byways and get them home for the still holidays. As I look to my left, there's nothing to report. All right, Chris, we're going back to body parts. And I don't know if I've done this one before, but what the heck? Because this is a, because this is the only one I don't have crossed out on the page. So,
okay, let's hear it.
To prefer to have plenty of space between you and other people.
You haven't done this one before. I'm going to guess it's something like arm's distance or arm's reach.
I will just say that you are close. There's something that is connected to the... I don't know what that is. Okay, that's one of those... I don't know if it's a nursery rhyme or whatever, but...
Well, that's my ballpark of an answer, so...
Well, it's not... You're not too far off. Need some elbow room.
Ah, okay, okay.
Okay, but... All right, so I'm done with that page. All right, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230, or reception at kprl.com, which is the best way. By the way... tomorrow we'll be closing at noon, and then nobody here on Wednesday. Pet Alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's. It's your one-stop shop for guns, ammo, archery, education, lots of it, and gunsmithing. All right, 4.5 minutes away from 7, trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles, Templeton, and, of course, the One Niner Diner. All right, this is... you're qualifying for a gift certificate, and contest rules do apply. They're on file. This has to do with... Famous New Year's kiss. Now, this famous, it's from the movies. Okay, it's from one of the biggest movies of all time. It is a kiss at a New Year's Eve celebration, but it is the kiss of death. What is the movie or who are the people involved? The kiss of death on New Year's Eve. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. The kiss of death on New Year's Eve. Either what movie or the characters. I mean, you can even do the characters or the real name of the actors. The kiss of death on New Year's Eve. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Anyone? Anyone? Again, it's from one of the biggest movies of all time. Maybe considered one of the, not biggest, but the one of the best movies of all time. And it had, let's see here, how much time, had a couple of parts to this movie. Okay? It occurs between during a New Year's Eve party, and it is... considered the kiss of death. Let's see if I can help you out here. What if I were to put a orange in the scene? Would that help you? You have no idea, right?
No, I'm completely clueless on this. Okay. Movie references, anything like that? I'm like, nope.
Okay. Let's see if we go here. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, The Godfather.
Yes, The Godfather. That would be between Mike giving Fredo the kiss of death. Yes, indeed. Do you enjoy The Godfather?
I've seen that movie so many times. It's one of our favorites.
Yeah, they usually have specials on it during the holidays. All right, may I have your name, please?
Lena. So L-E-N-A. Lena.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Got you down. Enjoy.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. CHP will enter its New Year's maximum enforcement period starting at 5 p.m. on the 31st. All available CHP officers will be patrolling to ensure travelers are driving safe. The map will end Wednesday, January 1st at 11:59 p.m. Dozens of laws will go into effect in California starting 2025. Here are some of those laws now. AB 1774 prohibits the modification of an electric bicycle's speed capability to the extent where it no longer meets the definition of an electric bicycle. The tells of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today, highs in the low 60s, it's 44 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
I know it was you, Fredo. You broke my heart. You broke my heart.
There it is. That's Mike giving Fredo the kiss of death. All right, we've got two more to go. This hour brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management, locally owned and operated.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.